Labor by Reverend Bill Langrack. In the U.S., the last holiday of summer is Labor Day. Ironically, it is celebrated by not working, which reflects also its origin by labor unions who coerce businesses to cough up maximum pay for minimum labor. Scripture says much about labor. Little is welcomed by labor unions except, perhaps, the laborer is worthy of his hire. Luke 10 verse 7, or its condemnation of greedy employers, especially those who gain wealth by defrauding their employees. James 5 verse 4. At first glance, Scripture seems to take a rather dim view of labor. Labor is the biblical word that emphasizes the arduous, backbreaking, endless toil of work. Labor belongs to the curse. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread until thou return unto the ground. Genesis 3, verse 19. The word occurs most frequently in Ecclesiastes, where the wise man complains how he hates his labor. It causes his heart to despair, and it is vanity and vexation of spirit. Ecclesiastes 2, verse 11, 18, and 20. Why? Everything under the sun is full of labor. Ecclesiastes 1, verse 8. There is no end to it. Ecclesiastes 4, verse 8. We labor for the mouth, but the appetite is never filled. Ecclesiastes 6, verse 7. We labor lifelong, only to return naked as we came, leaving the fruits of our labor to another, who may be a fool besides. Ecclesiastes 5, verse 15, and 2, verse 19. The psalmist agrees, "Man goes forth unto his labor until the evening. The span of our days is labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off, and we fly away." Psalm 104, verse 23, and Psalm 90, verse 10. Only Jesus Christ can change all that. "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Matthew 11, verse 28. His gift is that a man may enjoy the good of his labor. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13. His portion is that in all his labor a man may live joyfully with his wife. The two receive good reward for their labor, and their sleep is sweet. Ecclesiastes 9, verse 9, chapter 4, verse 9, chapter 5, verse 12. He sees our labor, Genesis 31, verse 42. He gives the labor of the ungodly to the locust, Psalm 78, verse 46, but gives us an inheritance for which we did not labor, Joshua 24, verse 13. He assures we will eat the fruit of our labor, Psalm 128, verse 2. The labor of the righteous tends to life. In all labor is profit, and increase comes by labor, Proverbs 10, verse 16, chapter 14, verse 23, and chapter 13, verse 11. Some suppose that because of Jesus we do not labor, we need not labor, and we are not called to labor. Physically we labor, spiritually we rest. God does all the labor. We do nothing. Now it is true that Jesus performs all labor in his kingdom, vineyard, and family. But he uses means, us. Except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. Psalm 127, verse 1. We still build. In spiritual life, too, the talk of lips tends only to penury. The slothful cannot sleep, and the sluggard's soul is empty. Proverbs 14, verse 23, chapter 26, verse 14, and chapter 13, verse 4. 6 days shalt thou labor, and not just physically, for even regarding the seventh day, we must labor to enter into that rest. Hebrews 4, verse 11. The grand conclusion drawn by the apostle from the resurrection is not, "Therefore retire, rest easy, and take a load off," but rather, "Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. "Labor not to be rich." Proverbs 23, verse 4. "Labor not for the meat that perishes, but labor for the meat that endures unto everlasting life." John 6, verse 27. "Labor, for every man shall receive his own reward according to his own labor." 1 Corinthians 3, verse 8. "Let him that stole whether from God or man, steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the thing that is good. Ephesians 4, verse 28. Paul, that great apostle of Jesus Christ, labored. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 9. More abundantly, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10, to please God. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 9. According to the working of Christ worked mightily in him. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. His friends, Mary, Trypena, Tryphosa, Persis, and Epaphras labored, Romans 16, verse 6 and 12, Philippians 2, verse 25. Churches of Jesus Christ labor, 1 Thessalonians 1, verse 3, Revelation 2, verse 3. Ministers, elders, and deacons of his gospel labor, 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 12, and 1 Timothy 5, verse 17. We all, recipients of his grace, are hired, thus obligated, to labor faithfully in his vineyard, Matthew 20, verse 1. Not of ourselves, but by that grace of God in us, 1 Corinthians 15, verse 10. And he is never unrighteous to forget our labor of love that we show toward his name, Hebrews 6, verse 10. So they who die in the Lord are blessed, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 14, verse 13. May we enjoy our labor today.